No, it's not.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. So I'm pleased to be here for a short Indeed report on the previous meeting. I was saying yesterday to the Secretariat of the Water Convention that it had a talent to choose the date with the St. Valentine on the 14th of February and now Labor Day. But it was still away from our half, a very good meeting. So this network that has been a bit introduced to you by Francesca with the overall water convention, it now gathers transboundary basins from Europe, from Asia, from Africa, and we have the nice entrance of basins from Latin America, as you know. The goal is to share experiences, and for this 15th of February meeting, we had more than 50 participants representing states, transboundary basin organizations, NGOs, and donors, with issues and solutions that were addressed on water-related natural disasters and hazards, how to assess them, prevent them. We also had the issue of financing of adaptation to climate change in transboundary basins, which is, of course, a tricky one. Financing TBOs themselves is not always easy. And the amounts available for adaptation to climate change are quite important, but it's so often a country-based access, accessing Green Climate Fund, Adaptation Fund, or specialized fund of big bilateral or multilateral donors is often an uneasy task. There was also the issue of coherence and consistency of adaptation to climate change initiatives at transboundary level, because you also have national strategies, plan, and funding to optimize this implementation, and we need to seek for more consistency. These were themes that were already planning the agenda, and you had themes that invited themselves throughout the discussion and the presentation of the case studies that included capacity building, often an important topic with the need of trainings, and data. It was again mentioned, and that's a message that we've together with UNECE, us in BOWIF promoted throughout the international conferences on water. We need data to manage water resources, because you cannot manage what you don't measure. So from the very early step of data collection, which imply that you have a monitoring works in place for water quality and water quantity, up to the production of information that can be readily available for decision makers in a language that is understandable for them through, for instance, water information systems and tools that help visualizing the data. This is, of course, really important, and it was nice to see that such topics invited themselves in the debate for this fourth meeting of the Global Network of Basin Working on Climate Change. I mentioned the fact that we had, of course, that's the point, a lot of transboundary basin organizations represented from Europe, the Danube and the Rhine, from Africa, very good representation from the Senegal, Niger, Volta, and Lake Victoria. From Asia, we had the Chu Talas River Basin and the Mekong as well. The Mekong River Commission was represented. I mentioned the entrance of Latin America. We already had in the past meeting the Chiracatamayo Basin between Peru and Ecuador, and this time we had the Chichaola Basin, and we have the pleasure to again welcome it with the participation these days of Mr. Barrantes, that we would like to thank again for his participation. And it was interesting, particularly because at least three of these basins made good progresses on adaptation strategy. They've actually produced strategies like the Danube, Niger, and Mekong. We've mentioned this in the past few days as well, and this was addressed during the meeting. Also interesting was the fact that we've introduced this issue of biodiversity for transboundary cooperation, biodiversity for adaptation, starting in this meeting with IUCN already represented and presenting the concepts of nature-based solutions. It's a trending concept, but of course it needs to be framed. We've seen yesterday, and I think that's an important point, that there's a lot of jargon of different terms, but at our scale of non-technician, we need to use that opportunity to just promote the fact that we need to better combine green and grey infrastructures. It's not about as much the technicality of it as the advocacy of it. And finally, I mentioned one of the theme was financing for adaptation to climate change. And here we had the publication, the joint publication from the UNEC, World Bank, African Development Bank, and INBO, that was presented, a publication which explained how to prepare bankable projects for adaptation to climate change in transboundary basins. I refer to this because it's really important that you have this knowledge of this publication and that you can refer to it when you're preparing your own project proposals for climate finance donors. So I don't want to be longer. Maybe I've been too long already, but thank you for your attention.